Now, let's explain these meanings before we move on to the ayah that we want to memorize for today. All right, this Allah in this part of the surah, Surah Al-Alaq is divided into three parts. Into how many parts?
Three parts.
The first part, it talks about Iqra, which is reading in the name of Allah. So the first part talks about what? Which is reading in the name of Allah. The second part talks about the Arab lord who thinks that he doesn't need Allah. So the second part talks about what? The Arab lord who thinks that he doesn't need Allah, right? Okay. And then the third part talks about the Arab lord who wants to stop the Prophet from praying. Okay? So the surah has three parts. Part one, part two, part three. Part one, part two, part three. Part one about reading in the name of Allah. Part two is the Arab lord who thinks that he has everything he needs and he has no need to Allah. And part three is, what is part three? The Arab lord who wants to stop the Prophet from praying. The Arab lord who wants to stop the Prophet from praying. So this is one, this is two, and this is three. All right. One, two, three. Now, why would you think someone thinks that he doesn't need Allah? Because that person
is
spoiled bread. This person, yes, he's a spoiled brat. I'm not kidding. This person has everything. So you tell him, ask Allah for dates. Ya Allah, I want dates. Hold on. I have dates in the refrigerator. I don't need dates. Okay, ask Allah for a car. Ya Allah, I want a car? Hey, hold on. I have three cars in the garage. Yeah, I don't need to ask him for a car. Okay, ask Allah for help. Ya Allah, I want... I'm already healthy. I've never gone to the doctor. Okay, ask Allah for a house. Ya Allah, I want... Hold on, I already have a house. I don't need to ask for a house. You know what? I have everything. I'm not praying to Allah for anything because I have everything I need. I don't need Allah. Yeah. What do you think about someone who's thinking like that?
Huh? He's a spoiler. I think he should at least thank Allah for everything he has.
Takbir! He should thank Allah for everything he has.
Well, he doesn't have everything,
though. Takbir! No one has everything.
He doesn't have immortality.
Takbir! He doesn't have immortality.
He doesn't have Jannah.
He doesn't have Jannah. Huh?
No, I'm just...
He doesn't have indestructible skin or something.
No. We don't wanna say I wanna pray to Allah to be a Superman. It is ridiculous and bad to ask Allah for something impossible.
He doesn't know everything.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
So nobody has everything. Besides, let me tell you something. He's missing one big thing. He's missing guidance. So what is the biggest thing he's missing?
Guidance.
Guidance. So instead of saying, I don't need Allah, I say, Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, help me thank you for everything you have provided to me.
Also, like in Surah Al-Ankabut, it says that like people who think themselves they're so powerful and they don't need Allah, and they're like, oh, we're so powerful, we'll beat up anyone who tries to destroy us and whatever.
Right.
Like he said they're like spider webs, and it's just the weakest like dwelling. So like one little wind can just destroy them. So like that's how we are compared to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's power. So we say we're so powerful we don't need Allah, but then he can just like hit, we're like just smash and swat and we're done.
Takbir! Look at this, what he said. He said something wonderful. He said in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah gave the example of the ones who think that they are powerful enough. They are what? Powerful enough. And they are so mighty that they don't need Allah. They don't need His protection. They are so mighty that some of them think that if they fight Allah, they can win. That's how ignorant they are. Okay? Say, we're so mighty, nobody can defeat us. And if your God comes to fight us, we will defeat Him. I mean, so those people who say that or rely on their own powers, Allah says they are like a spider relying on his house. Spider relying on what?
On
his house.
Which is a web.
Which is a web, right.
Which is very destructible.
Which is very destructible house. Which is a fake house, right? The house provides shelter. The spider house does not provide shelter, right? So the spider is full. Can we call this spider the foolish spider? Did you hear about the foolish spider?
No.
The foolish spider is the spider that is mentioned in Surah Al-Ankabut. Why? He thinks that his house is strong, but his house is weak. He thinks that his house provides shelter, but his house what? Doesn't provide any shelter. Right? So he's a foolish spider. So the same example applies to the one who think that they don't need Allah, or they can defeat Allah, or they can depend on somebody other than Allah. It's like the spider, the foolish spider, depending on his house. That's right. I love what you said. That was a very, very good example. What's your name?
Nabil,
I'm proud of you. All right. Give him a star. Give Nabil a star. Okay. Now, we are going to memorize a new ayah for today, for next time. It is going to be ayah 30 in Surah 2. Ayah 30 in Surah 2.
You're going to memorize up to ayah 30?
No, just this ayah. Just this ayah. Okay? Surah Al-Baqarah, yes. So, I'm going to recite the ayah for you. Huh? Then you're done with your homework. Okay. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ Repeat after me. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Now, this is the first part of the ayah. قالوا أتجعل فيها. Well, let's break it. Let's just make it this first part. So this is what you need to memorize next time. Huh? وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ
للملائكة
إني جاعل
في الأرض خليفة
وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. Huh? Who can say it all? Huh? Here is, I'm going to point to it. Here, follow my finger. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. I'm going to say it again and you repeat after me. Ready, everybody?
Ready.
Focus. All right. Last time. Here. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. Got it?
I'm still writing it down.
Okay. What I want you to do is to memorize it from the teacher-student Quran recitation that I'm going to be putting on the website. Memorize it.
Can I okay?
Whatever. Oh. But I would advise you to go to the student teacher because it is designed for students. All right. Now let's understand the meaning of this ayah. Allah is saying, I am creating Khalifa on earth. Guess who is that Khalifa? Oh, the trees, right? The trees are the Khalifa of Allah on earth, right? No? Wow. Oh, the Khalifa of Allah on earth are the mountains. Is that true? No, not the mountains, not the trees. Oh, the forest. The Khalifa of Allah on earth are the forests, right?
No.
Lions, right?
No.
No. Dinosaurs. No. Come on, then what is the Khalifa of Allah? Who's the Khalifa of Allah on earth then? Huh? Who? Huh?
Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wasallam alone, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, wrong. Say.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Abu Bakr.
Umar, Uthman, Ali, wrong, huh? Huh?
Prophet
Ibrahim alayhi salam, wrong, huh? Prophet Muhammad, wrong. Allah is making Sarah. Allah is making a Khalifa on earth. So far, I'm asking about this Khalifa. I got answers like Prophet Muhammad, Abu Bakr, Prophet Ibrahim. Who is the Khalifa on earth? Let me ask here. Huh?
Yeah.
We are, meaning? Humans. Muslims?
Humans.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Aha. Khalifa means what?
Humans.
Khalifa. Humans. So, humans are Khalifa. All right. So, what is the meaning of Khalifa? Okay. Khalifa means someone that will represent you. Someone that will what?
Represent
you. For example, if I am not teaching the class, then I get a substitute teacher. I get a what? Substitute teacher. And the job of this substitute teacher is to be my Khalifa. Represent me. do the same job that I'm supposed to do. Or, hello, or do the job that I ask him to do. Hey, you, I select you to be my Khalifa. Teach the class in the following way. All right, you teach the first five ayat of Surah Iqra, and then, okay, and then you explain them in English, and then you ask the students to repeat after you.
Okay.
So I want you to be my Khalifa and do this. Now he has the choices, either follow my instructions or not follow my instructions, right? So Khalifa means what again?
Representative.
Representative. Who's supposed to do what?
Representative.
Supposed to do what you ask
them to do.
Them to do. That's right. So we are Khalifa because Allah.
We represent Allah.
We supposed to represent Allah. What Allah wants us to represent by following what He told us to do. He told us to represent in a good way, and some people choose to represent in a bad way. So we have good representation and we have what?
Bad representation.
So the Pharaoh was a good representation, right? No? The Pharaoh wasn't a good representation?
He's a failure.
He's a failure, that's right. He's the worst, one of the worst representations.
He was actually a good representation. In fact, like, he was a good lesson for everyone else because everyone saw his tragic death, so.
But he would be more a representation. He would be actually a representation of Shaitan on earth. So the Pharaoh is Khalifa of Allah or Khalifa of Shaitan? Khalifa of Shaitan. Why? Because he followed the Shaitan and instructions. Okay. So Khalifa, you ask for Khalifa means representation. Representation. For example, you bring a substitute teacher and ask him or her to represent you in the classroom. By following your instructions. You got it? A substitute teacher, yes.
So the four Khalifas represent the job of Prophet.
Yes, represent the job or the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, that's right. Okay, you got it here? Yes.
Aren't substitute more representing the school because they were the ones who hired it and it's not really your choice?
Actually, sometimes the teacher can also hire someone.
Yeah, you can select.
It's actually the teacher's choice.
Very, very rare.
Yeah, the teacher, because look, I'm a teacher, I pick my substitute and I tell my substitute what to do. So I say, okay, can you substitute for me, Hania, today? Yes. If you substitute for me, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then if she does what I asked her to do, then she's a good representation. If she didn't do that, then she's a bad what?
Representation.
She's a bad representation. Now, there is one very important clarification about this example. Can we say when we represent Allah Can we say we are representing Allah because Allah is absent?
No.
No? Can we say we are Khalifa for Allah because Allah is absent? No. Can we say that? No. If we say that, we would be right or wrong?
Wrong.
Wrong.
We're representing Him because He is not visible.
Okay. We are representing Him because He's not visible. Right or wrong? Wrong. Yeah. Okay, why are we representing Him? Is it because He's absent? Huh?
No. To show all His names, like,
yeah, we represent Him by showing His names. But why does He want us to represent Him? Is it because He wants to go to the doctor and he needs somebody to substitute for Him?
No.
No. Is it because He is too busy and He wants somebody to substitute for Him?
No.
Is it because He's not present and He wants somebody to substitute for Him? Unpuzzled, guys and gals. Here, girls, boys, unpuzzled. Why does He want somebody to substitute for Him? Why?
To see
what?
See how we take the responsibility.
Takbir! Hania got the answer, very close to the answer.
What?
She said, to see how do we take the responsibility. Or to see what kind of representation. Is it good or bad?
Huh?
It's a test. It's a test. Good. Huh? You want to say something? Test?
He stole
my idea. He stole your idea. Test. Okay. So, this is why. Okay. This example is like the example of what? Hello. I want to test my substitute teacher. I want to do what? Test my substitute teacher. So I stay in the classroom, but let the substitute teacher teach. Why am I letting the substitute teacher teach the class and I am present in the class?
To see how they do.
Good job. What do you want to say?
She stole
your answer. Okay. So, you got it? You understand?
Yeah.
So Allah is present. Allah's what?
Present.
He's not absent. Allah's what? Not absent. He wants us to be Khalifa because He's present. Because He wants to test us. Because He wants
to test us.
To see if we have, to test us to see if we have good representation or
bad representation.
Good representation means represent the manners of Allah. Represent what?
The manners of Allah.
What are the manners of Allah? Bring it from His names. Huh?
Being generous.
Uh huh.
Being merciful.
Huh.
Creator.
No, we can't represent that.
No, we can't. Oh, okay.
Okay. Hold on.
No.
We represent His creation, yes, but not represent Him as the creator. Okay, so what else? What are the names of Allah that we want to represent? Huh? Allah wants us to represent.
The most generous.
No, Al-Khaliq is no. We can't represent His name, Al-Khaliq. Because we can't create.
Can we create Allah?
No, we can't represent being Allah, because we can't be
the
gods.
Forgiving?
The forgiving. That's right.
The most giving.
The most generous
yeah,
in giving.
Huh?
Being fair. The most fair. The most just.
Stop singing.
There is no name of Allah the honest. But being honest.
Just, like,
the truthful. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Takbir.
The most patient.
Allah. Patience. MashaAllah, you guys are doing well. What are the other names that we have to be Khalifa for? We need to be Khalifa for what other names?
Al-Malik?
No, Al-Malik, no. Because we can't be kings. You know? Kings, like Allah is a king, yeah. God kings. Like God king or godly kings. Huh? Hello? I'm here. Huh? What else? What other names? What other names? The most, I have a name. The most, huh? The most kind.
We said that, like six times.
You said the sixth kind? The most kind? No. Okay. What else? What else?
The most patient.
The what, huh?
Like the most.
The most what? Yeah, the most al-akram. Yes, the most generous. Okay, there is one more thing that I want to make sure, one more name that I want to make sure we represent. We said that. Al-wadud. Al-wadud. What is the meaning of wadud? Wadud. No. What is the meaning of the name al-wadud? Tanya. Sit here, Tanya. Move. Okay, so what is the meaning of al-wadud? Who knows?
The.
I am wadud. Meaning?
The one God.
Means?
The one
God.
The one who seeks the love of his creation.
The one who seeks the love of
what? His creation. So what is the meaning of al-wadud?
The one who seeks
the love of his creation. Does he need his creation?
No.
Do Allah needs the creation? No. He doesn't need his creation. Then why is he seeking their love? Huh? It is not really a test.
Life is a test,
yes, but Allah, why is Allah seeking our love? Huh? Because Allah, this is His nature. Because this is His nature. His nature is wadud. His nature is wadud. Wadud means someone who seeks the love of his creation, even though he doesn't need his creation. Even though what? He doesn't need his creation. You might ask me and say, how do Allah asking for our love? How do Allah is asking for our love? How? Okay, I'll give you an example. Hania, if I bring you an Xbox,
what?
Wouldn't you like me?
Sure.
Okay. If I give you a car, wouldn't you love me?
I guess, yeah.
If I bring you an airplane, wouldn't you love me more?
Oh, what do you mean?
Huh? If I give you $10,000, wouldn't you love me?
Oh, I just want a phone.
Exactly, I just want a phone.
You, if I give you a phone, would you love me?
Yes.
Okay. So, now you see how Allah seeks our love? How? Giving us what? Giving us favors. Giving us what?
Favors.
So, how does Allah seek our love? By giving us what?
Favors.
So, the first favor is the favor of existence. Do you know that if Allah didn't create you, you will not exist, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember yourself before you were born?
No.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
You remember that you don't remember?
No.
That's right? I remember that I don't remember. About the period before I was born, I remember about this period that I didn't remember anything. That I don't remember anything means that I didn't exist. Did I exist? No. And then after death, would you exist physically on earth? No. So who made you? Exactly. So the biggest favor is the favor of life. The biggest favor is the favor of
life.
That is the biggest favor Allah gave to us. And then with life, actually, there is a favor that is more important than making us alive, which is the favor of
guidance,
which is giving us the opportunity to go to
Jannah.
So the biggest favor ever that Allah is giving you is He's giving you the chance to go where?
Jannah.
Giving you the chance to go where again? So He's giving you the chance to go where?
Jannah.
To go where? Jannah. So again, he's giving you the chance to go where?
Jannah.
So wait again?
Jannah.
How? How is he giving me the chance to go to Jannah? Huh?
He's giving you the guidance that you need to follow.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
What's your name?
Alia.
Alia. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of your father too. Takbir. MashaAllah. Well, you did a very good guess. You did a very good job guessing. Now, why Jannah? Why Jannah is the best ever thing you get?
Because
it's, you stay there for all eternity when this life is nothing compared to it.
Takbir, huh?
You get everlasting life there.
Takbir, huh?
Because there's no tests there.
Because there are no tests there. Takbir, huh?
Because you get like all you want.
You get all what you want
you
and more.
You can drink as much chocolate and never gain weight.
Oh, you eat chocolate and you don't gain weight. Good. This is awesome.
You can do whatever you want and nothing is stopping you. Not even your parents.
You can... Oh.
not really.
There are no... Parenting in Jannah, you say.
Yeah.
Yes. There are no restrictions, huh?
And then you don't have to pray in Jannah.
You don't have to pray in Jannah. You don't have to work in Jannah. See? You don't have to work. Yes. Look. No, it's not. Hold on. Hania said something important. Listen to me. Hania said, if you don't have to work in Jannah, it's going to be boring. The answer is no. You know why? Huh?
Really?
Yes, no, I'm saying in Jannah, she's saying, when you live in Jannah, if you don't have to work, it's going to be boring. The answer is no. Your day will be filled with entertainment activities. You whatever you want. Okay? In the morning, you think, today I want to have a Disneyland in Jannah. You get 10 Disneylands.
I remember when my mom told me I can get any ice cream I wanted, and I became so happy. I started praying.
See?
When I was like 5.
Uh-huh.
And I could like say, and like, you can, there's like a tree, and it may be a tree, but it can entertain you for like years and months.
Takbir!
And then you're going to be the same as your parents, so they have no like right to walk through.
No passing around at all in Jannah. Look what Lena said. Lena said something very nice. She said that there was one tree in Jannah, the fun and entertainment activities. And in this tree by itself is enough to keep you busy 400 years.
Whoa.
Just if you just thought. There's one very good thing about in Jannah too. You can't, the feeling of being bored, you... does not exist in Jannah.
Can you take someone out of hellfire?
Well.
Yes and no and no and yes.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar. That is the right answer.
What?
You can ask Allah to get your loved ones out of hellfire.
You can live your dream.
By His permission.
In Jannah.
Like for example, you see your child in hellfire. And First of all, you will not do that until you know that you're going to Jannah yourself. Before you're given the news that you're going to Jannah yourself, you trust me, you're not going to care about anybody else. Until you're told, hey, you're going to Jannah, then you say, yes! And now you start thinking about your loved ones and look for them. You look for your child or your son, and then you find your son in hellfire. Then you want to ask Allah to get him out of hellfire. Allah has to permit you, give you the permission to ask, to make the request. Once Allah gives you the permission to make the request, then you ask Allah. Then Allah can say yes or no. So based on what? If he deserves or if he doesn't deserve. Go ahead.
Spend a few like years in Jannah, and when he was the child was like sort of like done in a way where it's and Allah wants to give mercy on him, then yes. He's going to make...
This is Allah making his own shafa'ah. We'll talk about shafa'ah later and explain the shafa'ah of Allah, where Allah will get people out of hellfire. But, okay, here is the homework. Homework is memorize this part. Memorize this part. So the homework...